On January 23, 2020, China locked down the city of Wuhan to contain the outbreak of a mysterious new virus. It became known as SARS-CoV-2 and has taken more than 4.8 million lives around the world. The Wuhan lockdown lasted 76 days, and that's the title of an MTV documentary that recently won an Emmy Award for exceptional merit in documentary filmmaking. 76 Days gives a remarkable fly-on-the-wall look inside frantic ICUs in Wuhan. It was directed by Hao Wu, Wei Shi Chen, and a Chinese photojournalist who chose to remain anonymous as he fears reprisals from the Chinese government. And Hao Wu joins us now. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Scott. It's been an honor.
Now, the footage of the documentary is incredible. Real-time looks at life and death moments inside patient rooms, inside the eyes of doctors and nurses behind their masks and their PPE. How did you get this access to get this footage?
I started researching this documentary at the beginning of February, pretty soon after Wuhan was put under lockdown. And I found my two co-directors who were reporters sent to cover the lockdown in Wuhan. Wei Shi Chen was a video reporter for Esquire China. And then my other co-director, Anonymous, actually was a photojournalist working for a local Wuhan newspaper. At the beginning of the lockdown, there was so much chaos on the ground here. And the decision whether to allow reporter access to the hospital or not was made individually at the hospital level. Obviously, starting in March, the central government started controlling the narratives, the reportings coming out of Wuhan. So the hospitals began to be much more careful.
Yes, and these reporters, I mean, they captured the footage, you know, in the nick of time before that was all shut down. I just want to talk about this footage. The documentary starts with a hysterical woman as her father is dying and she can't get into his room. There are patients screaming, desperate to get into the hospital. There's a nurse who has to call people to break the worst of the news over and over. When you first saw all of this raw footage, how did you think about how to put it together?
When I started looking at the footage, I think that my overwhelmed feeling was passion for these characters and enormous empathy towards what they're going through. But at the same time, it wasn't very clear to me how to build a film together because all my past films have been very character-driven, very narrative, story-driven. It was only during the editing process when I sat down and looked at all these moving stories, all these characters. At that time, I made the decision to make this good portrayal of people living under such dire circumstances, how they cope with this crisis.
Well, one group whose nobility just shines through is the hospital staff. There's this one scene where they tape each other's gloves and their hoods on, and they draw with Sharpies their names and their favorite foods on the back. Throughout the film, they're so covered up in PPE, we see their condensation building up inside their goggles as they work. What did you learn about these medical professionals?
It's really interesting because in China right now, there's really tight resources around healthcare. So a lot of patients actually, before COVID, they were complaining about the quality of care they got from the doctors. And there was increasing, you know, incidence of violence even against doctors and nurses. The situation really changed during the Wuhan lockdown because, first of all, the government sent a lot of medical professionals to support Wuhan. And secondly, I think in times of crisis, I think these medical professionals, they really showed a willingness to make a lot of self-sacrifice to be away from their families for months at a time and to basically go inside the ICUs dealing with patients, even though very little was understood at the beginning of the lockdown about how dangerous this virus truly was.
There's one scene I'm remembering as you talk about it of two of the medical workers on a bench just nodding off, trying to, you know, get a bit of shut-eye in these crazy times. Can you talk about one of the central characters? There is a charming and confused old man who just kind of wanders the hospital throughout the documentary.
The old grandpa, as the, you know, medical workers like to call him, was arguably the only main character that appears throughout the entire film. At the very beginning of his hospital stay, nobody knew what was going on with him. He was really stubborn, irritable. He liked to wander around the hallway and annoy everybody. But I think only halfway through his hospital stay, the nurse actually learned from his son that he was suffering from dementia. And that completely changed how the nurses and doctors treated this patient. They showed a lot of affection and care towards him. And so it was a very heartwarming scene. At the very end is that this old grandpa had tried for months to break free from the hospital, actually, and then was reluctant to leave.
Yeah, so many human moments. I want to ask you if there are any particular small mini scenes that were important to you. I'm thinking about this one scene. There's a big stack of cell phones of patients who have died in a big box, a big stack, and one of them flashes 31 unanswered messages.
A lot of the viewers really liked that shot to show during time of the lockdown, a lot of times the patients were transferred to different hospitals and their families didn't know where they were. There was a lot of desperate needs to connect. But for me personally, the most moving image was when the male nurse, Tian Dingyuan, was trying to comfort old grandma who could not speak because she was intubated. She was so scared she would not let go of the male nurse's hand. And the male nurse just said, don't be afraid. I'm going to stay here. Not here. Where are your family? So because that just reminded me of my own grandpa who passed away last March, and I couldn't go back to say goodbye to him. So whenever I read about the COVID stories, for me, what was most heartbreaking was the isolation of the patients in ICUs, the fear they must have had, and not be able to say goodbye.
Well, our condolences to you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Can I ask if you learned anything in the process of this project about the city of Wuhan and its people? The world has now heard of this place. It happens to be my mom's ancestral city, right? A big industrial city and a big river that calls itself the Chicago of China. Also the home to big tragedies, right? The worst flood in human history in 1931. What do you take away about Wuhan and its people?
I think at the beginning of the pandemic, when we were so much coming out of Wuhan, a lot of times the story tended to be about the politics, the dysfunction of the Chinese governance, what contributed to the outbreak in the first place and how the government was mishandling it. For me, having worked through this film to see what peoples there were truly like, my overwhelming takeaway was people everywhere are the same. So I guess that's my personal wish, is to use this film to highlight the common humanity of all of us living through this pandemic.
Well, I want to ask you about the humanity at the end of this documentary. I mean, you're from China. I'm ethnic Chinese. And to me, parts of it are very, very Chinese in the way people are discouraged from showing their emotions, right? Don't cry. Don't stress yourself out, which is, of course, impossible. And in the end, we see this nurse who's the head ICU nurse, and she has to deal with the properties, the phones, etc., of patients who have died. And she goes outside to hand over a cell phone and a bracelet of a deceased woman to her daughter. The daughter's crying, and the nurse also can't keep it in anymore. She breaks down and she says, we did all we could. Her eyes are clearly watering, and she apologizes. She says, I'm sorry. What does the scene mean to you?
That scene basically, to me, is a scene of collective grieving, finally being able to grieve together, but grieving in a very Chinese way, not bawling, not overly emoting, and also to apologize to each other for not having done enough. And even though it's in the scene itself, I think it was very culturally Chinese, but also I do feel people everywhere probably, we all have some kind of survival skill. Like, how come our life has been okay, whereas many people in the rest of the world have suffered so much?
Hao Wu is director of the documentary 76 Days, along with Wei Shi Chen and Anonymous. Hao Wu, congratulations again, and thanks.
Thank you, Scott.